Text 2. A teacher is taking his class of students to the river safari.
Before you listen to text 2, read questions 3 and 4 now. Listen to text 2 and answer questions 3 and 4.
Jill and Osman were excited about their class learning journey to the river safari during the coming holidays. Shall we ask Mr. Wong to take us on the river cruise? The tickets for it are free since we booked the entrance tickets, said Jill. What a great idea! Let's tell him. Should we take the river cruise first or last? Asked Osman. If we see the other exhibits first, we might end up having to stand in line for the cruise. During class that morning, Mr. Wong briefed the students about their learning journey. He told them to bring umbrellas or raincoats in case of wet weather. The trip would carry on in spite of any rain, because many of the exhibits were indoors. They would begin with the river cruise to avoid the long queue, as pointed out by Jill and Osman. Originally, Mr. Wong had planned for the students to attend a demonstration and talk before viewing the exhibits, but the schedule for that was moved back. So they would view the exhibits of the river creatures in enclosed exhibition areas first. Finally, they would attend the demonstration and talk at the main stage before gathering in the cafe to wait for the bus to bring them back to school. Please do not talk or take photos with flash cameras during the demonstration because the river animals will be frightened and run off. I know you will be excited once the animals appear to demonstrate how they move and what they eat, but do keep your voices down and do not scream, warned Mr. Wong. Yes, Mr. Wong, chorused the students.
Question 3. Which of the three lines shows the route the students will take? Question 4. Which picture shows where the students will not be allowed to use flash photography? Listen to text 2 again.
Jill and Osman were excited about their class learning journey to the river safari during the coming holidays. Shall we ask Mr. Wong to take us on the river cruise? The tickets for it are free since we booked the entrance tickets, said Jill. What a great idea! Let's tell him. Should we take the river cruise first or last? Asked Osman. If we see the other exhibits first, we might end up having to stand in line for the cruise. During class that morning, Mr. Wong briefed the students about their learning journey. He told them to bring umbrellas or raincoats in case of wet weather. The trip would carry on in spite of any rain because many of the exhibits were indoors. They would begin with the river cruise to avoid the long queue, as pointed out by Jill and Osman. Originally, Mr. Wong had planned for the students to attend a demonstration and talk before viewing the exhibits, but the schedule for that was moved back. So they would view the exhibits of the river creatures in enclosed exhibition areas first. Finally, they would attend the demonstration and talk at the main stage before gathering in the cafe to wait for the bus to bring them back to school. Please do not talk or take photos with flash cameras during the demonstration, because the river animals will be frightened and run off. I know you will be excited once the animals appear to demonstrate how they move and what they eat, but do keep your voices down and do not scream, warned Mr. Wong. Yes, Mr. Wong, chorused the students.